Welcome to the Neuronomics Podcast, where we explore the evolving landscape of innovation, disruption, and technology's transformative power in our everyday lives.
Principles that shape our decisions as leaders, entrepreneurs, and investors. The power of liking. People tend to say yes to those they like, whether it's a venture partner, a co-founder, or a prospective hire. But in a world increasingly driven by technology and AI, what are the more subtle nuance factors that amplify liking? And how do modern entrepreneurs and tech innovators use them to their advantage? Today we're exploring how AI and data-driven techniques are becoming powerful tools to create and enhance liking, sometimes without us even realizing it. We'll also discuss how tech companies are adopting these principles in ways that are both ingenious and occasionally a little unsettling. So buckle up, because this episode is going to make you rethink how psychology, data, and tech intersect in today's startup ecosystem. Let's start with the concept of similarity, an age-old psychological principle that says we naturally gravitate towards people who are like us. In the past, this might have been about sharing opinions, hobbies, or even something as simple as wearing the same sneakers. But today, companies like Facebook, LinkedIn, and even AI-powered recommendation engines are taking this idea to a whole new level. These platforms don't just connect us with people who share our interests. They actively curate content and build connections based on algorithms that detect and amplify our similarities, often before we're even aware of them. Think about LinkedIn's people you may know feature. It's not just based on your mutual connections. It's using AI to find patterns in your job titles, industries, and even the articles you engage with. The platform is nudging you towards people who are like you in ways that you might not consciously notice, but that underlying similarity makes you more likely to connect, engage, and eventually do business with them. For entrepreneurs, understanding this is key, because the platforms you're using are constantly reinforcing networks of similarity to increase engagement, which can drive everything from partnerships to funding. And it doesn't stop with LinkedIn. Other tech platforms and AI tools are constantly gathering data on users, whether it's social networks like Instagram or X, or more advanced SaaS tools that you use to manage your team. For example, Slack's recommendation algorithms analyze which team members communicate most frequently and help surface conversations that are relevant to people in your network, creating a sense of familiarity and connection. It's a subtle way of encouraging more collaboration, more alignment, and ultimately, more productivity, just by using the power of similarity. Now let's talk about familiarity, specifically the mere exposure effect. The more we're exposed to someone or something, the more we tend to like it. This principle is becoming more relevant than ever in the AI age. Think about the tools we use daily, from virtual assistants like Alexa and Siri to chatbots that assist with customer service. These systems are designed to become familiar fixtures in our lives, Over time, our repeated interactions with them increase our comfort, our trust, and yes, our liking. Consider Spotify's AI-driven playlist, for instance. The more you listen, the more tailored the recommendations become and the more familiar the app feels. As it gets better at predicting your tastes, you end up liking the experience more and more. Sometimes without even realizing that this is happening because of smart algorithms designed to optimize your engagement. This isn't just about music either. It's about fostering familiarity with a brand, a product, or a platform. Creating an emotional connection that makes users more loyal and more likely to convert into paying customers. Think about it from the perspective of an entrepreneur. If you're running a startup, especially in the SaaS space, you're not just selling a product. You're selling a user experience. The more familiar and comfortable users become with your platform, the deeper their connection grows. That's why companies invest in tools that create personalized touchpoints, whether it's through AI-driven email campaigns, in-app messaging, or regular product updates. Familiarity builds trust, and trust builds loyalty. Take Tesla, for instance. The brand doesn't just sell electric cars. It's associated with a lifestyle of forward-thinking innovation and eco-consciousness. Every time you see a Tesla on the road or hear about Elon Musk's latest ventures, those positive associations with technological progress and sustainability become more ingrained. And when you see those sleek vehicles zipping by, you can't help but feel a bit of admiration, whether you've ever driven one or not. Tesla's brand is associated with a future-oriented mindset, and that's a powerful draw for entrepreneurs and tech enthusiasts who want to be a part of that narrative. AI is now taking the principle of association to deeper levels. With platforms like YouTube or TikTok, AI-driven algorithms are not only associating your viewing history with certain types of content, but also shaping how you perceive entire categories of products and services. Ever notice how after you watch a motivational video, you're hit with ads for productivity apps or online courses on entrepreneurship? That's AI, understanding not only what you like, but associating that content with products and services that are aligned with your current mindset. One of the modern twists on the power of liking is the way that referral programs leverage personal networks. Think about apps like Robinhood, Revolut, or even Dropbox in their early days. They didn't just offer a product. They incentivized users to bring their friends into the fold. And here's the genius part. They used the power of liking to do it. Consider this. When you get a referral link from a friend, that's not just any old email. It's coming from someone you trust, someone you like, and turning down an invitation, someone you like, and turning down an invitation from a friend, especially when it's framed as something beneficial for both of you, creates this subtle pressure. It's not a hard sell, but it's enough to nudge you in the right direction. The psychology is powerful. It's not some cold call from a random salesperson. It's your buddy, telling you about this app they've been using to make trades or save money. The entire dynamic changes when it's based on a personal connection, and that's something today's tech startups understand and leverage masterfully. Let's shift gears a little and talk about networking in the digital age. In the tech and startup ecosystems, relationships are often the driving force behind success. But networking has evolved from the traditional handshakes at conferences to algorithm-driven introductions facilitated by platforms like AngelList, LinkedIn, and even Clubhouse. The magic of these platforms isn't just in the connections. They're using AI to create environments where people can naturally like each other. By curating conversations, providing contextually relevant recommendations, and emphasizing shared goals or interests, they make it easier for entrepreneurs, investors, and collaborators to build rapport. Think about Clubhouse, for instance. The platform exploded in popularity because it created these spaces where people with shared interests could come together and discuss their passions. And those conversations weren't just about knowledge sharing. They were about building communities where people genuinely liked and supported each other. This wasn't some top-down, corporate-driven interaction. It was peer-to-peer, built on a foundation of mutual respect and shared curiosity. That's the power of liking in a digital world. But here's the thing. As entrepreneurs and tech leaders, we also need to be aware of the flip side of the coin. The same psychological principles that can drive your business forward, similarity, familiarity, and association, can also be used to manipulate or influence decision-making in ways that aren't always transparent. And that's why understanding these principles isn't just about leveraging them for growth. It's also about defending yourself against the more subtle manipulations. Robert Cialdini, the godfather of persuasion science, says the key is awareness. And in the age of AI, this awareness has to extend beyond just personal relationships. It has to cover the digital landscapes we navigate daily. When you find yourself liking a product, a person, or a brand more quickly or intensely than expected, pause and ask yourself, am I being nudged by an algorithm? Are those emails, those connections, those ad placements subtly influencing my decisions? And if so, is that influence something I want to embrace, or do I need to take a step back and reevaluate? This awareness of influence is becoming even more critical as AI systems evolve to predict and shape our behaviors. For instance, consider how recommendation engines on platforms like Amazon and Netflix don't just show you products or content. They subtly guide your preferences. After you've been served a series of suggestions, you might find yourself gravitating towards choices you wouldn't have initially considered, simply because they've been repeatedly put in front of you. It's like a digital form of mirror exposure effect. The more you see it, the more you start to like it. For entrepreneurs, understanding the psychological dynamic can be a double-edged sword. On one hand, you have these AI-driven systems to build deeper relationships with your customers, anticipating their needs before they can even express them. You can create more personalized experiences, strengthen brand loyalty, and increase conversion rates by tapping into these psychological triggers. On the other hand, there's a responsibility that comes with using these powerful tools. We have to ask ourselves, are we guiding customers towards choices that genuinely benefit them? Or are we simply leveraging their psychological vulnerabilities to drive sales? Take, for example, the growing trend of AI-driven sales funnels. Today, companies like HubSpot and Salesforce are helping businesses automate and optimize every step of their customer journey, from initial contact to conversion. These platforms use machine learning to identify which leads are most likely to convert, when they're most likely to do it, and what messaging will resonate best. It's like having a psychological profile of each customer, allowing you to apply the liking principle at scale. These systems learn which emails, push notifications, or ad copy create the most and right emotional connection, and they automate the process to increase the odds of a sale. Imagine this scenario. You've just launched a new product. Let's say it's a project management tool designed for startups. Your AI-driven marketing platform begins testing different versions of your email campaigns to see which resonates best. Maybe it finds that highlighting a shared struggle like, "We know startup life is chaotic. Here's how our tool can bring clarity," leads to higher engagement. This messaging taps into similarity. You're signaling to the customer, "We get you. We're like you, and we've built this tool to solve the same problems you're facing." As the message gets delivered at the right time and in the right way, liking increases, and your chance of converting that prospect grows significantly. Another fascinating application of AI in the context of liking is in brand voice. Whether you realize it or not, the tone, style, and language that your brand uses in communication is a major factor in how much your audience likes you. With AI-powered tools like GPT, companies are generating a personality that resonates best with your target audience. You've probably seen this in action in the chatbots that greet you when you land on a website, or in the personalized ads that seem to know just how to speak your language. AI isn't just helping to automate these instructions. It's creating unique voices that connect emotionally with users. Whether it's the casual, fun tone used by brands like Slack, or the more professional, authoritative tone employed by fintech companies like Stripe, AI helps brands develop a personality that feels familiar, trustworthy, and ultimately, likable. This dynamic is particularly important for startups, where the founder's personality often sets the tone for the entire company. In the early days of a startup, the founder's voice is the brand's voice. But as you scale, AI can help you maintain that tone across thousands of touch points, ensuring consistency in how customers perceive your company. But as we embrace AI's potential to foster liking, there's another angle to consider: the rise of ethical AI. Increasingly, customers and stakeholders are asking tough questions. How are these AI systems built? How transparent are they? Are they manipulating users in ways that can cross ethical boundaries? For those of us in tech, it's crucial to engage in these conversations, not just as a defensive measure, but as a proactive strategy. Let's face it, no one likes to feel like they're being manipulated, even if it's done in the most sophisticated, AI-enhanced way. As entrepreneurs, investors, and innovators, we have to ensure that the liking we're fostering is authentic, based on real value and trust, not just on psychological manipulation. That's where transparency comes into play. Startups that are upfront about how their algorithms work and why they're making certain recommendations are likely to win more trust in the long run. This transparency doesn't just build liking. It builds loyalty. And loyalty, as we all know, is far more powerful than a quick sale. Speaking of loyalty, let's circle back to the power of community, something that has become incredibly potent in today's tech-driven world. Whether you're launching a product on Kickstarter, building a following on X, or creating a user base for your SaaS platform, community can be the secret sauce that amplifies liking and propels your business forward. In the early days of a startup, your community isn't just a group of customers. It's an army of early adopters who believe in your mission, support your vision, and most importantly, like what you're building. But here's the thing. Building a community isn't just about creating a product people love. It's about creating a culture they want to be part of. Take Reddit, for example. It's a platform where millions of people congregate. Not just because they like the user interface or the features, but because they like the community culture that's been built around shared interests. Whether it's the entrepreneurial subreddits, the finance subreddits, or even niche tech communities, the culture of Reddit fosters belonging. And where there's belonging, there's liking. Now, as we continue to explore the intersection of psychology, AI, and entrepreneurship, I want to touch on something that's becoming increasingly relevant in today's landscape: personalization at scale. This is a concept that's shaping everything from digital marketing to product development, and it's all about using data and AI to create highly personalized experiences for your users at scale without losing the human touch. Think about how companies like Netflix or Amazon are doing this today. They've mastered the art of personalization, offering recommendations tailored to individual users based on their past behavior, preferences, and even inferred needs. But what's fascinating here is that they're doing this for millions of people, all while maintaining that sense of personal connection. They're using AI to make you feel like the platform really knows you, what you like, what you don't like, and what you might be interested in next. And that's where the power of liking comes into play. So, how does this work in practice for entrepreneurs and innovators? Let's break it down. When you're building a product, especially a digital one, every touch point is an opportunity to create a personalized experience that fosters liking. This could be something as simple as using AI to send personalized onboarding messages when a new user signs up for your service, or it could be more complex, like machine learning to dynamically adjust your product's interface based on the user's behavior. For example, let's say you're developing a fintech app that helps users manage their personal finances. On the surface, it's a tool designed to solve a specific problem, right? But if you layer in AI-driven personalization, you can take that experience to the next level. Perhaps your app recognizes that a user is consistently overspending in a certain category, say dining out. Instead of just presenting that data in a generic report, your AI can send personalized recommendations, like suggesting ways to reduce spending or offering tailored budgeting tips that align with their specific lifestyle. This concept is not just limited to products. also applies to marketing and customer acquisition. Modern digital marketing platforms are leveraging AI to serve up hyper-personalized ads that are tailored to individual users based on their browsing history, online behavior, and even psychographic profiles. And while this might sound a bit creepy, yes, we've all had that moment when an ad for something we were just thinking about pops up in our social feed. It's incredibly effective. And for startups, this is gold. Many of you listening today are founders who know the challenge of acquiring customers in a crowded marketplace. Personalization can be your secret weapon. You're not just blasting out the same message to everyone. Instead, you're creating a tailored experience for each potential customer, meeting them where they are, and addressing their specific needs and pain points. That level of personalization can set you apart from the competition, fostering deeper relationships, and ultimately turning prospects into loyal advocates. Now, there's another aspect of liking that's incredibly relevant in the tech and startup world, and that's authenticity. We've talked a lot about AI and data-driven techniques to foster liking, but at the end of the day, authenticity plays a crucial role in whether people genuinely connect with you or your brand. In a world where technology can sometimes feel impersonal, authenticity has become a currency of trust. One of the best examples of this is how personal brands are built today. Take Elon Musk, for instance. Regardless of whether you agree with his methods or ideas, there's no denying that he's built a massive following. People like Musk, not just because of his success with Tesla, SpaceX, or his other ventures, but because he's perceived as authentic. He speaks his mind, often unfiltered, and people connect with that rawness. It feels real, especially in a corporate world that often feels polished and rehearsed. For entrepreneurs and leaders, building an authentic personal brand can foster the same kind of connection with your audience, investors, or partners. But authenticity isn't just about being unfiltered. It's about consistency. People like leaders and brands that are consistent in their message, values, and actions. Whether you're running a tech startup, managing a community, or scaling a SaaS platform, being authentic means delivering on your promises, staying true to your mission, and being transparent about both your successes and your challenges. Let's look at another case of authenticity in action. Crowdfunding platforms like Kickstarter or Indiegogo. These platforms thrive because they connect creators directly with backers in an open, authentic way. As a backer, you're not just buying a product, you're investing in a vision, a story, a person. The most successful campaigns on these platforms often feature founders who are willing to show their messy, behind-the-scenes process of building their product. It's not just the polished, perfect version of the product. It's the journey, the failures, and the lessons learned along the way. And it's that authenticity that makes backers want to support them. So whether you're crowdfunding, seeking venture capital, or trying to acquire new users, remember this. People are drawn to what's real. You can use all the AI tools in the world to foster liking, but at the end of the day, it's authenticity that will build the deepest connections. And let's not forget that trust is the foundation of liking. So when customers, investors, or partners trust you, liking follows. And in the world of AI and automation, trust is more important than ever. People need to trust that your AI systems you're using are ethical, and that their data is safe, and that the personalization they're experiencing isn't just a ploy to extract more value from them, but it's genuinely designed to enhance their experience. That's why transparency and data privacy are critical issues for any modern entrepreneur. You can't build lasting relationships on quick wins or manipulation. Trust is built over time, through consistent actions, clear communication, and yes, transparency about how you're using technology. If users trust that you have their best interests at heart, they're more likely to forgive mistakes, stick with you through the challenges, and ultimately like your brand even more. This is especially relevant in industries like fintech, healthcare, and AI-driven platforms, where user data is the backbone of the business model. Companies like Plaid, which powers connections between financial service apps and users' bank accounts, have earned trust by being transparent about how they handle sensitive data. They didn't just build a secure system. They built a system that users felt they could trust. And that trust, coupled with a seamless experience, led to users liking and staying with their service. So to wrap things up today, let's bring it all together. The power of liking in business isn't just about leveraging psychology or AI. It's about creating real human connections. It's about building trust, fostering authenticity, and creating personalized experiences that make your customers, partners, and investors feel seen, understood, and valued. In a world where technology is constantly evolving, the companies and leaders who will thrive are the ones who can blend the power of AI with the art of human connection. As entrepreneurs, tech enthusiasts, and investors, we have an incredible opportunity in front of us. We can use these tools not just to grow our businesses, but to shape the future in a way that enhances relationships, builds trust, and creates lasting value for everyone involved. That's it for today's episode of Neuronomics. I hope this deep dive into psychology of liking in the age of AI has sparked some new ideas of your own business or investment strategy. Join us next time, where we'll continue to explore the fascinating intersections of technology, innovation, and human behavior. Until then, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. And remember, even in a digital-first world, it's still all about people. And if you haven't had the chance to listen or read it, check out Robert Cialdini's book, Influence: The Psychology of Persuasion. Link in the bio.